Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Soul on Fire, and then part three of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Fountain of Living Water, from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 13.
The people of God in Jeremiah's day, They walked away from the fountain of the living water of God. The people walked away from the satisfaction that only came from the presence of God. And let me tell you, folks, you will not find satisfaction in the world. You're only going to find dissatisfaction. Amen. The people then are the same people that are today. They basically are not content. People are just restless, and people today are not satisfied, and they're not content. And let me tell you, if there's discontentment in your life, it's because you walked away from the presence of the living God. You have left the contentment that God placed there for something else that will not satisfy. So the world will not today meet the need of your life. It will not today give you what you need to live the Christian life. You've got to remember. And as the Word says, He is the vine and we are the branches. And we've got to abide in Him if He's going to abide in us. So Jesus said, if you will abide in Me and you will stay connected, He said, nothing shall be impossible to you. Amen? Thank God we've got a God that can work through our lives. You know, look into the depths of our society today. What do you see? Well, I tell you what you see. You see wretchedness, you see shambles, you see evil, you see sin, you see shame, you see vileness and wickedness. And that's what you get in a society that doesn't want God. And that's exactly where we are. We are in a society that doesn't want God. In the home today, the family without God is reflected in the fact that 7 out of 10 marriages end in divorce. That's pretty stout statistics. So in today's culture, this is, and you know, I've heard, well, the numbers are improving. You know why the numbers are improving? Because people are living together rather than getting married. And so, yeah, that'll drive the divorce rate down, but you're still living in sin. Amen. We want education without God. Let me tell you, you're not going to have God's wisdom apart from God. They sit in classrooms. They're able to take a cell phone, and I'll tell you some amazing things that they can do with a cell phone. I'm good if I can text, take a phone call, check messages or something like that. That's about the extent of my capability on a cell phone. But they can sit in classroom, they can text, and you know, they don't even realize that they've been created by God for more than that. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you, they can take a cell phone, what's those little things called, emojis? And they can tell you every emoji that's on a cell phone. I just found out what emoji was. I found out you could hit those little smiley faces down there, and all of a sudden they do appear in a text. Amen. You better make sure you hit the right face, though, before you send it. But it's amazing. They can tell you what every emoji is and how to get every technological advancement in a cell phone that you can imagine, but they can't even tell you when the Declaration of Independence was signed and where it was signed at. You know, I didn't come to complain this morning. Listen. But I've come today as a messenger of the Master to tell you today that we've got to get back to God. And we're missing the mark. We're missing the mark as Christians today. Our focus and our attention is not on the Lord. Back to the God of the Bible. Back today to the God of righteousness. Back to the God of holiness. And back to the God even of the Ten Commandments. That's Old Testament, Pastor. It's still in the Word of God. And it's a standard to live by. Back to loving God. Back to living for God. Back today to the house of God. And back today even to the altars of prayer. Amen. So the fountain of living water, I believe, is calling us back today to the fundamentals of our faith of getting back to God. Now, I know today, maybe this is not a shouting message, but I'm going to tell you, it's still the Word of God. And folks, we need the Word of God to set us free. If you're bound up and tied up in the world and in yourself and everything else today, listen, you're not living in the freedom that God wants you to live in. God wants you free, but you cannot have it if you don't come back to God and give Him all your life today. Amen. In the biblical days, they worshiped idols and they worshiped statues. But today, you know, our society, you know what it worships? It doesn't worship Shinto shrines or idols or wooden statues or things of this nature. It's worshiping self. Everything's about self. Our problem is we're no longer making worship part of our life. We just come and show up and that's it. See, it's just not professing Christ. Well, you got to possess Him before you can really profess Him. You got to have Him in your life. You got to live for Him today. We give an imagination today, or give an imagery today that we love the Lord. But that's all it is. It's an image. The true fact is, it's not evident in our life. To be a Christian today is not imagery. It's an example. It's to live what you say that you believe. And we lift up Christ. We lift up His name. We lift up our praise unto His name. And we lift up one another. Hey, we all stand in the need of prayer, don't we? Anybody in here don't need prayer? We all need it, don't we? And we need to lift up one another. You know, I can tell when people are praying for me. And I also can tell when people are not praying for me. And folks, I tell you, we are to pray one for another. That is a command of God. And if we're not praying, then we are sinning one against another. So Christians need to be in a position of prayer. And we need to pray and we need to call on the Lord. We will serve the one true God, or we're going to serve the many gods of this world. But we've got to make up our mind who we're going to serve. 156,000 people last weekend gathered down south here in Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol, Virginia, whatever one it is, at a racetrack to watch a football game. It was the largest attended college ball game, I think, in history. That's what I heard. But, you know, and people stayed there for hours. They spent hours in getting in a parking lot. They spent hours sitting there and watching guys run up and down the field. No disrespect to Hokie fans, but they watched the Hokies couldn't hold on to the ball. They did better yesterday. And then they spent hours trying to get out of there. I think y'all ran into traffic going down last Sunday, didn't you? Where's all those people going? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, it was flip-flopping in the wind, wasn't it? But, you know, and I'll guarantee you, every person that paid the money, went into the arena, watched that game, and I did notice one thing. I saw some of the highlights. As it got towards the end of the game, that 156,000 kind of watered down, and people were getting out of there, I guess, and going back to the hotel rooms or something. But, you know, people went to that game. They paid the money. They went there, and they ate and paid, you know, $10 for a Coke or whatever and a hot dog or something like that. And they didn't complain. But you know what? 156,000 people went to that event. And we come to church, and if a preacher keeps us too long, we get bent out of shape. Amen. What happens when we worship the one true God? David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." He says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." You know, when we confess and forsake today, that is where the Lord Jesus Christ today can get to today to wash your sins and cleanse your soul and put you in a right standing before Almighty God. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we got a God that still forgives. I'm glad He'll blot out your every sin. He'll remove your every iniquity. Thank God He will heal you. With His stripes you're healed. There's no better doctor than Dr. Jesus. Amen. God sent His Son. He took our stripes. He took our shame today. And praise God, let me tell you what. He did it all that we could be healed.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.